This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Even though the special session in Olympia continues, Governor Inslee is putting pen to paper by signing many of the bills that have made it through, including a bill that helps some landowners make their property less prone to wildfires.
House Bill 1924 concerning small landowners, and this is an interesting thing, small forest landowners, is if they want to clean up their forests and, you know, maybe they have 20 acres or 40 acres and they want to kind of make it fire-wise, then they're able to do that. But if they hire people, more than two people, the way it is now, if they hire anybody to help them, they have to be farm labor contractors. And this will eliminate that part. That farm labor contractor's license is very expensive, so it will allow them to hire people and do it more affordably. So they're trying to remove the fuel from the forest and help everybody. So I think that will be good.
The bill's sponsor, Tom Dent, says his bill also helps with the permitting process.
And the second part of the bill was to be able to get multi-year burn permits and reduce the cost. So DNR had some issues with that, and they also, we have new administration in DNR over there, a new lands commissioner. So we changed that second part to put it in for, you know, they have to review that process and see if they can streamline it for our small forest landowners in order to get that burn permit and whether or not they'd be able to issue a multi-year burn permit.
The Moses Lake Republican says, bottom line, the bill simplifies regulations for the small forest landowners so they don't become penalized or discouraged from making their land safer.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.